Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys podcast. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful to God for all of you who have joined us on the phone lines and in the chat room online this evening for another relevant teaching, one to empower each of us. I'm grateful for the callers on the line on tonight. If at any time during the broadcast you have a question or a comment that you'd like to ask or add, please press 1 and we will bring you on live. Amen. Amen. Our topic tonight, your will is what's best for me. Your will is what's best for me. So, Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. God, just thanking you for who you are, for what you've done, for what you're doing, and God, for that which we anticipate that you will do on our behalf. God, tonight we ask that you would open up our spirits, open up our understanding, oh God, to receive this teaching. God, that we would be empowered to receive what it is you have for us, God, to be willing to submit to your will like never before. We bind now the hand of the enemy, oh God, to stop this word. We thank you for victory right now in the name of Jesus. And we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 Your will is what's best for me. 1 John 5:14 from the NIV says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. You can also look at Mark 11:24, which reads, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for, believe that you received it, and it will be yours. Praying according to the will of God is powerful. And right now we have been hearing more people talk about prayer and the necessity of prayer, especially after the results of this past election for our president of the United States. People questioning, was God in the midst of it? What is going on? And my thought with this is, I'm not going to question it. I'm just saying, God, have your will, your will be done. So even as it is with our prayers, when we pray according to the will of God, it includes us asking for wisdom to know the will of God and asking in faith that we are able to trust the will of God. That's powerful all by itself. If we could just grasp praying prayers, we are asking to know the will of God, then we're also asking in faith that we're going to trust the will of God. So what's that requiring? Yes, it is. It's requiring some knowledge and some understanding. It's requiring those things. Darius Brooks wrote lyrics to the song, Your Will is What's Best for Me. And I looked at that song, I looked at those lyrics, and they read this way. Verse 1 says, I wish I could tell you just what I want, and you give it to me just like that. But the truth of the matter, what I want just might hurt me, and you won't let me go out like that. You know my end before my beginning. You calculated blessings down to the penny. So I'll cry. Tell me, let it go, let it be, because, oh, Lord, your will is what's best for me. It says, your word is true, and it will last. You will guide the future as you have the past. At times I cannot see, but I know that it is so. You love me more than I'll ever know. So I'll cry till you tell me, let it go, let it be, because, oh, Lord, your will is what's best for me. And so the Lord was sharing with me that a lot of times we can't pray that prayer. We can't pray that prayer with understanding of who God is. We can't pray that prayer trusting God for his will, because we don't really understand what the will of God is. Well, I'm going to help you with, because first and foremost, the will of God is what is required of us. The will of God is our contribution to the plan of God for our lives. Okay, Prophet Isabel, what are you saying? I'm saying this. God needs for us to be in full submission to his plan for our lives. I ministered today. I ministered from the topic, you're authorized, because we are authorized by the word of God. We've been given power to pursue purpose in the earth. We've been authorized as ambassadors in the earth, as kingdom ambassadors in the earth, to fulfill the mandate that God has placed on our lives. So God is saying, look, I need you to submit and resolve that you're going to do what it is that I've willed you to do in the earth. The will of God is our contribution to the plan of God. The will of God contributes to the plan of God, having the effect of initiating and activating something. Yes. So when you are operating in the will of God, it means that you're going to be willing to initiate and activate. But I'm waiting on the Lord. That's good. I want you to wait on him, but I want you to wait on him with the mindset of being a servant. As you go into the restaurant and your waiter or your waitress waits on you, they are diligent to serve you such that you don't have to ask for a thing. They are on task. So if you're waiting on the Lord, I need you to initiate some movement according to purpose. I need you to activate what God has placed in you, the knowledge and the capacity and the propensity that he's placed inside of you. I need you to activate that so you can cooperate with his plan for your life. The contribution made by the will of God into the plan of God causes the plan of God to evolve. What does that mean? It means that when you understand his will, when you begin to pray according to his will, you will begin to see his plan begin to evolve in your life. What we understand is that when we are pursuing purpose in the earth, we must go through a process. Evolving is a process that is requiring that we initiate or we activate. It's got to start. It's got to start. And God says, even as we are praying these prayers, when we are submitting to his will and asking that his will be done, he said, I need you to also make sure that it is according to the mind of Christ and not the mind of man. Too often we've not been able to move in God's will. We've not been able to move according to God's plan because we've been thinking according to man's ideology versus thinking according to the mind of Christ. We've been moving according to our emotions. And God said, when you move that way, you are not going to be able to initiate and activate what I've placed inside of you to fulfill my purpose in the earth. Because you're going to find yourself wavering because of the emotions. You're going to find yourself being tossed and driven because you're uncertain of what it is that you're hearing. You're uncertain about what you're feeling. You're uncertain of what you're seeing. But God said, if you resolve to hear my voice, abide in me and let my word abide in you, then you don't have to second guess what you're hearing. You can know with confidence that it's his voice that you're hearing, and you're able to move according to that. We said when we contribute to the will of God, the plan of God's cause is beginning to evolve. Then when we also do that, the plan that God has for us, do you know the plan that God has for you? Have you even considered the plan that God has for you? Because he knows our end from our beginning. And we know that the redemptive work that Jesus Christ did on the cross says that we are victorious. So if you know that, and if you know his plan is that you win, come on. His plan is that you win. When your life is in him, we win. So when we operate according to the will of God, the only thing that we're doing is
narrowing the path of error. I see that. When we do things, the word says the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. So if we are moving according to the steps that are ordered by God, then we are aligning ourselves with God's plan, which then means we are operating in his will. What's going to be the outcome of that equation? I had to throw it to y'all that way because I've been doing algebra all day long. Well, not all day, all evening. Amen. And you'd start seeing things, how things have been calculated for a specific outcome. The word says he knows the plans he has for us to get us to an expected end, an end where we're prosperous. But in order for us to get there, we have to understand that it's necessary for us to be in his will. To even have our converse prayer with him must be according to his will. And in order to pray that prayer, you've got to know what his will is. When we pray according to his will, the will of God is a corresponding act or an action that coincides with the movement of God. When we pray according to his will, when we say, God, your will be done. Father, have your way. How many times have we prayed that? But we didn't really mean that. Because if we prayed that, believing that, and God's actions would coincide with what we just lifted in faith, see some movement. But too often, we're not seeing anything happen. Yeah, I hear you. Well, see, Prophet Val, but maybe, you know, maybe there are a whole lot of could be, would be, should be's in that equation. And more often than not, it's because of our position, not God's position, because God is going to change. It's because of our position in him, our willingness to abide in what he's spoken, our willingness to submit to his plan for our lives, our position in being obedient to that which he's spoken. And when we're not doing that, we find ourselves lifting up these petitions to him, saying, God, have your way, and we don't even believe what we've lifted from our lips. Yeah, okay. God says it's an opportunity to check yourself, check your heart, check your mind, check your motive. When you're finding yourself in that place more often than it receiving that which you ask because you believe, check those prerequisites before you start lifting and saying, Father, be it done unto us according to our faith. Father, your will be done. Hey, God. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. You want to move in God. You want to fulfill purpose in God. You prayed Jabez's prayer. God, enlarge my territory. You're praying and asking God for opportunities to fulfill his plan and his purpose in your life. Then move according to his will. His will. His will. His will for us. Yeah, you find it in his word. You find it in your conversation with him. Children, babies, from infants, instinctively know some things right from wrong. You don't have to have a conversation with them. You can look at them. They know. And for those of us who are growing in God and we are in his word and in his company, through prayer and meditation, we're praising him, we're worshiping him. Some things the Holy Ghost don't even have to prompt us. We instinctively know are right from wrong. And so if you're asking God to have his way, God, your will be done. God, use me for your service, oh God. Increase in me. He said, you being obedient to my will create those opportunities where I can trust you to do more. It's one thing I love about God. The more I trust him, the more he trusts me. Do you get that? The more I trust him, the more he can trust me. Because in trusting him, I'm not relying on my own ability. I'm not relying on my own knowledge. I'm not relying on friends. I'm relying on him. Because he is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is my Alpha and my Omega. He is my beginning and my end. So when I trust him, I don't have to worry about being disappointed. Because he tells me in his word that he will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. Ah, God, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. Because even as we're growing, even as we're on this line tonight, God, somebody is listening. Ah, God, who has questioned too many times, God, am I doing what it is you called me to do? God, am I in your will? And God said, why don't you just look at where you are right now? Look at what I'm doing through you. Look at where you are today versus where you might have been. Look at the depth of your relationship with me now versus what it might have been last month. Don't believe what the enemy might be trying to feed you to discourage you as you're pursuing purpose like never before. You are now understanding my will. You are now contributing to the plan of God for your life. You are now in a place where God is evolving his plan. He is unwinding it before your eyes. He's doing it for you. He is. He's doing it. My God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. He said that you have to be careful and be able to resolve conflict that will show up where you would be faced with doing what the will of the man is. The man would have a will for you versus what God has spoken. He said you've got to be able to resolve that conflict and submit to me. Submit to me. Submit to me. Submit to me. Ephesians 5:15-17 says, see then that you walk circumspectly as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And we've got to know that now, more than ever, our ability to resolve the will of God is vitally important. We've got to know that when we understand the will, we are saying we understand what the Father wants of us. We understand what the Father needs of us. We understand what the Father is requiring of us. And we're able now to distinguish God's plan versus the expectations of men. Men will use you. Men will use you. They'll cause you to be inconsistent in the things of God based on their need for you at any given moment. But God is consistent. God is ever processing us. God is ever evolving his plan for our lives as we are submitting our will to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be subject to man. Don't be subject to man. Be subject to God. What are you saying, Prophet Sal? I'm saying this. When we have been subject to man and man's will for our lives, even our own will for our lives versus God's will, we are initiating spiritual stuff is moving in the spirit that ain't godly because we're being rebellious to what God has spoken. Any rebellion is sin. Huh? When we are operating in that realm, in a sin realm, we should not be expecting manifestation. So if you say, your will be done, God, have your way, but you're being rebellious. What's the outcome? Oh, yeah, all right. You got it. Yeah. The outcome is you don't get it. The will of man is used as a means by the enemy to sabotage the plan of God for your life. Your will, your mind, and how you do things that you do will literally sabotage God's plan. And this is you. This is not anybody else doing it. This is you doing it. Because you're failing to submit to God's plan for your life. You're failing to submit to his will. It's, God. Submitting to his will. No, it's not that hard. It's not. So many people talk about how living for God is so hard to do. It's not. It just requires a made-up mind. Because the things that we do outside of God's will, generally we do because that's what we want to do, not because anybody made us. It's because of the choices that we made. When we decided to feed flesh and have flesh be satisfied and that be more important to us than pleasing God. So, of course, plan for our lives is being sabotaged by us because we didn't want to submit. Oh, time goes by so fast, God. I'm going back to the song that the brother wrote, Darius Brooks. Verse 2 says, there are some lessons that I had to learn that I would not trade in for the world. You told me that my trials, they only come to make me strong. And with you, with this, you promised to never leave me alone. And so I'll cry to you, tell me, let it go, let it be. Because, oh, Lord, your will is what's best for me. Your word is true, and it will last. You will guide my future as you have the past. And at times I cannot see, but I know that it's so you. You love me more than I'll ever know. So I will. I'll cry to you, tell me, I'll let it go. And I'll let it be because, oh, Lord, your will is what's best for me. Your will is what's best for me. God is saying tonight, listeners, that he wants you to get into a place where you're ready to submit. You're ready to acknowledge him in all things. Every agenda that you have. Relinquish every agenda that any man, woman, or man has attached to you outside of God's will for your life. He's saying, just relinquish that. Stop allowing the mindset of others to sabotage what it is I want to do through you. I want you to align yourselves with my plan. Submit to my will. Allow me to work my plan through you. That not only will my kingdom be enlarged, but your territory also. Because I have need of you. There's work that I have for you, specifically you. But it's not going to happen until you submit to my will. My will is what's best for you. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We have several callers on the line tonight. I don't want to pick you. Amen. But there's some on, if you would just press 1 and share with me any thoughts, anything that you would like to share with the audience tonight, what you heard from this teaching, praise God. Your will is what's best for me. I'll cry to you, tell me, let it go, let it be, let it go, let it go, let it go. I know sometimes it's hard. Because you've been doing things routinely for so long. And in the routine, you thought it was the right thing to do. But it only became the comfortable thing to do. It wasn't necessarily right. But God said, let it go. Let it be. And trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Know my will.
and then trust my will. Because I want to take you places. I want to open up some doors for you. But I want to open up your own understanding first before I can take you through the doors. I need you in your right place to move into what I've called you to. Our brothers and sisters, we're in the 11th month of this year, 2016. We got a few more days left in this year. A few more days that God can still show himself great. Things that he spoke to you in the beginning of 2016, there's still time for manifestation of that which he spoke. But it requires that we be in his will. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this teaching. We thank you for this word, oh God. I pray now, God, that for every ear that heard it and for every ear that will hear it, God, that they would take hold of this. They would apply it to their lives, God. They would make the necessary change, God, that we would submit to your will, that we would participate with your plan for our lives, that we would pursue purpose, God, and you be glorified in the earth. God, I ask that you would just speak to your people. Speak to us tonight, oh God. Continue to give us clarity and insight, oh God. God, anything that's within us that would stall us or hinder us from submitting, God, I ask that you would reveal it and then allow us to speak to it, God, that it be removed from us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And with great expectation, we thank you for what's to come as we submit to your will, understanding that your will is what's best for us, believing that we receive that which we ask because it is according to your will. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, listeners. We love you so much here at the Empowerment Place. If you've been blessed by this ministry, we ask that you share this message with someone else. Amen. Because we believe that as we are empowered, it is then our responsibility to empower someone else. We do have prayer each Monday morning at 5 o'clock a.m. If there is a need and you desire prayer, you can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. You can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com, or you can give us a call here at 804-658-3159. It is our prayer that you go through this week empowered, moving according to God's will. And then you receiving the manifestation of your prayer because you prayed believing that you received. Be with us again on Thursday evening as Prophetess Cheryl Forrest will be with us with her live broadcast Thursday evening at 8 p.m. And we'll be back here again next Sunday at 8 p.m. Powerment. God bless you all.